Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Radio TV and even the press say what's the meaning of VAPORS. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall builders, they call skyscrapers. Kipper, 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 kipper. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya. But this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how the credit throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music, nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trusts Dolan with fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they got the paper. They got the paper. They got the paper. They got the paper. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee. Better known to y'all as Tomasico V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse. First started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but this don't help want it. Now my cousin born, still try on and on and on to the like break of dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, born, welcome to my store. But nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Nah, guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper.
I guess they gotta talk about me, didn't I?
Of the story years of Albus Mark. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MCG and crews in town. Trucks crewing over street, I said, can I be down camp? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death Deuteronomy at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. The actor like I wanted to keep it dead or trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember me from Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the bass. Yo. They caught the bass. They caught the bass.
Yo, I like to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the bass.
Yes, welcome everybody to a another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle on this Friday evening. We doing this thing. But anyway, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my listeners in the 28 countries globally. And we're still growing. And it's going to be a great show tonight because we have this dynamic Nubian queen, Brittany Santiago, man. She's going to be coming on in a few seconds. But right now I want to introduce my co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello. Happy Friday. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, baby, I'm good. I'm good, you know. And I'm so surprised that our guest, this is going to be the first time that she has been interviewed. She's always doing the interviewing. So you know something, girlfriend, calm down. We got you. You know, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Throw out the script. You know, we're just going to wing it by the seat of our pants, you know. Even though, okay, I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing, but anyway. Hey, Brittany, how you doing, darling?
Hey, Perry, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. And I want to thank all the people that you let know that you was going to be on here because my switchboard is lit up with the 404 area code and the 678 area code. But, hey, anybody who want to talk or make a comment, all you got to do is dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. And already out the gate, somebody got a question or a comment for you. And their last four digits is 6839. Who are you, and what would you like to say?
Hi, I'm Brittany, Auntie Sherry in Atlanta.
Hi, Auntie. How you doing, darling?
I'm fine. How you?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. You know, you said Auntie, and I know you must be banging on the pots and pans on a Sunday, man. Woo-wee. Yes, I know you're throwing down in the kitchen.
Yes, I can cook. Brittany is a weakness.
Yes, my auntie, she knows how to cook now. She got the fried fish on lock.
Okay, I like that. Next time you're having a family reunion, act like I'm a distant cousin, and I'll see if I can fly in.
Okay.
Yeah, so auntie, you got something you like to say, or you want to tell your niece, or, you know, tell the world? They're all listening.
She's a bright young lady. I'm very proud of her. And she's going places high and higher.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Oh, thank you, Auntie.
That's wonderful. Well, Auntie, I'm going to put you back in mute status. But if you got something else you want to say, just you hit the 1 key to deactivate that you answer your question. But hit it again if you would like to say another thing before we're off the air. Okay?
Okay. Thank you,
darling, for calling in to support your niece. Now, without further ado, I want to ask you, Brittany, I want to first say I'm so proud of you that you are executive producer at WTVM ABC Channel 9 in Columbus, Georgia, you know, because as the world see with Black Lives Matters and the disrespect, you know, and to be a woman of color, and to get this position that you hold, that means it was a whole lot of hard work, and I applaud you for getting it, you know, and because it's not easy. Anything that worth having is not easy to achieve. So bless your heart. When did you ever thought that you wanted to be, you know, behind the scenes dealing with the news and everything else?
Ooh, so I want to say it was about 10 years ago. I got this job like a month before I graduated. But thank you, by the way, for the compliment. That really does mean a lot. And honestly, I really started in radio at We Up in Huntsville, Alabama, and WJAE that's on the campus of Alabama A&M. So honestly, I didn't know I wanted to be in news until they offered me a job before I graduated. And, you know, it just happened. You know, I met Ronnie Duncan. He's really popular in the Ohio area. Cleveland, Ohio, I believe, to be exact. He, you know, was a sports anchor there. I met him while I was still working at Red Lobster. And, you know, he came and he said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I really want to do film, but I'm interning at a radio station right now." He said, "Why don't you come work at Wave 31? I said, "Okay." And he got my foot in the door, and I just worked my way up from there.
Girl, that was a blessing. I'm glad you followed that blessing, because a lot of times people are offered opportunities, and a lot of times they feel like they can't do it because they never done it. You know, sometimes you just got to learn from the ground up, you know, and, you know, you got your foot in the door, and I'm so glad that you're working your way to get as high as you can be. But I got Chris who want to ask you a question, and then I got another guest on the line who got a question for you as well. So, Chris, ask your question, darling.
All right. Well, Brittany, you know, I can relate to the intern thing because I had to do that when I was in college. So how many places did you intern? Did you intern just in radio and TV, or was it just one field?
It was just in radio. I did both of my internships in radio. One was at We Up and the other one was at WJAB. That's a jazz station, like I said, at Alabama A&M. So I never did a TV or news internship or anything like that. Just all radio.
That's awesome. All right.
Well, you do have someone here whose last four digits is 9068 who have a question or comment. Caller, who are you and what would you like to say?
Hi, my name is Beverly Isaac, and Brittany is my name.
Hello, Beverly.
And I just want to tell her that I am so proud of her, what she's actually doing for the community in Columbus, Georgia. I love you, and continue to do what you're doing for the kids and for all the people that's in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Auntie Bear.
Oh, that's nice, family. Go on, girl. I got my daughter lives in Columbus, Georgia, so I'm glad y'all doing what you're doing and keeping everybody on point with the news and, you know, and opening up the state and all this other stuff. But I hope Georgia passed that hate crime bill so that, you know, we can stop that madness. And while I got you here, you do have another caller who has a question on and their last four digits is 4348. Caller, what's your name and what would you like to say?
Hi, my name is Raven.
Hey,
and
Raven.
I just want to ask Brittany, because I know, you know, times are crazy right now. She's working in the media field, and sometimes you get a bad rep working in media. What do you feel like is the most rewarding part of your job?
Oh, that's my Raven. I love Raven. That's my baby. I would have to say the most rewarding part is getting to work with people like Raven. She's young, she's smart, she's driven, and she's, you know, a true hustler, but in a good way. I would have to say, of course, and another thing is, you know, I manage a good number of producers. And, well, I wouldn't say manage things bad. I lead a team of producers. And what makes this job more rewarding is that they thrive here in Columbus, Georgia, and they also thrive in larger markets. Like I have one in Atlanta right now at WSB. I have one in Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Denver, Colorado. Like, you know, they're growing and they're thriving in larger markets. So just being able to train them and, you know, turn them out into award-winning producers like that, that has to be like one of the most rewarding parts of the job.
That's good, you know, because once you get there, you got to train the people that's behind you, because I keep telling people, whenever you got whatever kind of knowledge, because knowledge is power, if you don't share it, it dies with you. So I'm glad you're hooking up the sister so that she can be well-equipped to step into those shoes that you have made a pathway for her. So that's good looking out, darling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. She's ready, though. Raven is ready.
All right. You said Raven's ready. Come on, girl. I like that. You know, and I want to say what I'm on air as well. Anybody who would like to be on my show, just text me at 443-956-8753, because we all got a story to tell. And if you missed the phone number that I just gave out at the end of the show, you can go to the archives and get the number again. But we got to take a little small commercial break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, this is Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Hey,
who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. Hey, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna pick your phone up. Gotta take this, let the world wait. Wanna wear it like a medal. Tell them that I'm a spoken for fellow. The ladies say hello like I'm who they wanna be. I do everything with my left, I know you see. Trifling, listen baby, I ain't nowhere near perfect. But I promise to make it all worth it. Giving you the things to be the man you deserve it. Making sure you're smiling, way more than you're hurting. Taking my time to hear you when you're talking. Reminding you how bad you are often. Keep your legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand. That it's in my plan. I just wanna be a good man, to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. I just wanna be a good man, respect you, and I would never make a fool out your baby. No, I never make a fool out your baby. I'm making sure you can trust me beyond a shadow of a doubt. So when them bras run up on you with my name in their mouth, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gonna be the object of some hating. But we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man, good man. Cause that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be.
I love that song because we need more good men out there, and we don't need our good men being murdered, you know, because this George Floyd thing, man, whew, you know, the man kept saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, you know. But I must say, where I live at, I was so impressed because I was driving home, and it was raining, and it was a crowd of white people on the corner with signs saying Black Lives Matter, and only one black person, they was all white, you know. And I get it, you know, they finally get it, that, you know, everybody's life counts, you know. And that made me feel good, that I felt like I wanted to cry because, you know, of all the stuff going on, and to see the solidarity of people that's not of color finally getting it, that, you know, some, we've been going through this, and people saying they don't understand how we go through this, because we've been used to this. It's been over 400 years of us being disrespected and treated bad, you know, so it's nothing new to us. It's just new to them. And, you know, I'm so glad that things are starting to change. And like I said before, I hope in the state of Georgia they put that hate law on the books, because we got to stop this madness, you know. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west and all the 28 countries that are tuning in. And, you know, our special guest tonight, oh man, this woman, she rose up in the ranks, and right now she's the executive producer at WTVMABC Channel 9 in Columbus, Georgia, the home of Fort Benning and all those five military people. Okay, I'm getting off topic. Ooh, I want to tell one day, I said, oh, Lord, I like a person in a uniform. But anyway, how you doing, Dad? Let me get back to you.
Don't get in trouble now. Don't you get in trouble.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my go there. Okay, I'm going to let Chris ask his question because he's a calm one. I'm the one who's out the box, you know.
Well, you're good.
Yeah, I've learned to be calm on the radio. But before I ask Brittany a question, I just want to say I support Black Lives Matter as well. And I've been saying that on my social media for a while. All right, well,
thank you.
Brittany, my next question is, how has COVID-19 affected your job?
Woo. Well, I can tell you that it's been nonstop coverage, obviously. We've been doing things differently, you know, like more than half of our staff has been working from home. So it's been putting a strain on us, but I can commend my general manager for making sure that we're safe. Like, you know, we've been social distancing. Everybody's not there. They provided us with face masks and hand sanitizer and, you know, the things that we need to keep ourselves and our families safe when we leave. But as far as coverage goes, it's been draining, I will say that. And, you know, if you don't take care of yourself and, you know, kind of step back for a minute, then recharge and get back in, it could weigh on you emotionally, mentally, and even physically. But thankfully, you know, it hasn't, you know, none of my coworkers or anything has been, you know, diagnosed with COVID-19. Not that, you know, that's anybody's business or anything, but you know, I just I always pray that it doesn't come near my dwelling, you know, it doesn't come near my family or my coworkers and stuff. So we do everything that we can to stay safe. But again, it's really been tough. Like, I can't say it enough just by the way that we do things. You know, the normal way didn't work. So now we're in a new phase of things, and, you know, we're having to work into a new normal, how we go out and how we get interviews, you know, how we set up things through the station. But I can tell you that it's been hard. And then you start adding on the protests and the unrest and stuff. That's a whole different, that's a whole different headache.
Well, you know, you said it's a new normal. I believe that we have come to a new phase of doing things. I don't think after they say that the totals have gone down for COVID-19, I don't think that I'm going to stop wearing a face mask. I think our new normal between now and flu and whatever, and just people just being just nasty. Like, because I went somewhere, I had my face mask on, and I heard somebody cough. My head snapped around like it was a jack in the box. I said,
Can't sneeze or cough around people.
I'm telling you, my head snapped around so fast, I thought it was going to keep on turning.
Yeah, you get that good old side eye.
On the line, we want to ask you a question, and that last four digits is 7125. Who is it, and what's your question, baby?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Oh, is that Rita from New
Mexico? Yes, ma'am. Yes,
how
ma'am.
How you doing, darling?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, baby. You got a question for me?
I want to ask your guests some questions.
Go right ahead.
How long have you been involved with TV or radio?
I've been involved with TV since November 2010, so I'm coming up on 10 years.
Good for you.
Radio is only like about less than 2 years for me.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Do you have a talking show?
I don't have a talking show, but I don't know. If Terry talks me into it, I may think about it.
That's right. You do well. But you know, she is the executive producer. Put some stank on that title. Because girl's doing it in 10 years, man. She came in through the doors of my formal training, and she made it do what it do. So y'all got to give her some credit. Say what y'all want. She got executive producer. She ain't an apprentice. She what they say, HNIC? I hate to say this word, but I got to put that there. She the head nigga in charge.
Oh.
No, girl.
You can say it. Say it.
So it's called a mask. You know, I peel back the layers. Mm-hmm. There's no censorship. So if I offend anybody, okay, y'all know y'all can just hang up the phone. Because I'm going to do me. But anything else, Rita, you want to ask her? I'm sorry, babe, for jumping in there.
No, baby, I'll speak to you later.
Oh, that's good. But, yes, I know you said that you knew somebody to help you get into that because you was working at Red Lobster. So after you got in, was it a requirement for the other people, like Raven or whatever, that they had to have formal training to get where you are and you just happened to be grandfathered in? How did that work?
Well, you know, just like most positions, you have to work your way up. And actually, when I came in, when I got my first job in news at Way 31 in Huntsville, that's in Alabama, I came in as a production assistant. And so I knew that at that point, like, I couldn't just stay at being a production assistant. That's just like setting up the studio cameras and lighting and, you know, editing and stuff. So I learned how to start, you know, writing for news and writing for web. So I just, you know, did it to be able to just work my way up into producing. So I eventually got promoted to web content and news producer. So I would post to the web and I would produce a 5 and 5:30 newscast. Then an opportunity came in Columbus, Georgia at WPVM, so I took it to be closer to family, and I came in as the morning show supervising producer, and then shortly after I had my son in 2015, I got the promotion to executive producer. So it's just kind of like, you know, just kind of not being complacent, just stepping up the ladder, just, you know, as much as I can.
Right.
And that's just kind of how it worked out for me.
But does the pay go along with the title? Because sometimes jobs give you a title to make you work hard, and the pay don't compensate. Does the pay compensate for the title? Because I know the headache's got to be, you know, there.
Well, let me say this. When you're doing what you love, you know, you're not worried about the pay. So I will say that, you know, if I wasn't, you know, getting what I felt like I deserved, then I would definitely be pushing and striving to find something else. So that's one thing about it now. When you go and you build out your contracts and stuff, you don't talk about the pay because you don't want nobody to be up in your business.
Oh, that's true, too. But long as, like, you know, it's enough to cover what you need.
Yes.
Because, you know, like I've seen before, sometimes people give people titles, and with those titles is a lot of responsibility, and they really don't get to pay for the headache, you know. So just being real, you know, just make sure that, you know, you got everything in writing, because that's just the best way to cover your behind. Put it in writing in case, you know, people
right.
get a little, you know, they want to get a little
that
crazy.
Yeah, that is one thing I encourage all, you know, journalists or wherever you work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're supposed to be paying you a certain amount, make sure it's in writing. You can never take anybody's, you know, word in bond anymore. You have to get your stuff in writing.
And if they don't want to give it to you in writing, maybe you might think again, is this the place you want to work at? And that's just real talk, you know. So, Chris, I know you got another question for our guest.
Yes, my next question, Brittany, is before, I mean, I know you talked about how you got started. I heard that, but when you was a kid, did you have aspirations to be in broadcasting, or did you have other goals?
I actually wanted to do hair.
Oh.
I wanted
to
go.
Okay, you can tighten mine up. You know, this COVID-19 mine is like jacked up. You hooked up a sister.
I'll tell you, I wanted to do hair. I got into the cosmetology class in high school and everything. And I said, oh, I'm going to do hair. And I said, no, maybe I can go into something else. And I started looking at Monica Kaufman on TV and Amanda Davis, and I said, oh, maybe I'll go into news. Then I got to college and I started liking film and I started liking radio. So it kind of all goes together, just as some form of media and camera work and radio and TV and everything. So I don't know how I really went from news to TV.
Well,
I mean, from going hair to TV.
At least she learned something, because if anybody ever seen her, they know she's a beautiful Nubian queen, man. So, you know, you learn some things briefly in cosmetology, but you where you're supposed to be. I believe everything that we do is our path that we must walk, whether it's to help somebody else out or whatever. But I appreciate the fact that, like I said, that Raven's a go-getter. You're helping her do what she got to do. Your auntie and your friend, man, they got love for you. And that all works because, you know, sometimes you could be in a job and you can have some knucklehead family members be saying stuff like, she thinks she all that because she's doing all that, you know, all bitter and jealous because I've dealt with some of that in my family. And I don't care, you know, but, you know, kept moving along because before I used to be a paramedic. Well, she wasn't going to the fire department for, But y'all was glad when my behind showed in the ambulance and y'all knew it was me and I knew what I knew how to do. So, you know, whatever you're doing, darling, just keep doing it to the best of your ability. Don't let nobody slow you down. Just keep going for the goal, because that's what it's all about. But I want to ask you real quick. It says that you're also a writer and storyteller. Are you talking about you're writing information for the people that say on television, or you're also a writer where you're putting out books? And you're a storyteller because you're going somewhere and you're doing an open mic or, you know, storytelling.
Not quite the open mic, but, yes, I do write, like, for the story for what the anchors and stuff say on TV. So these are stories that sometimes come to us in the form of press releases. You know, they have to be turned into, you know, scripts for TV and then scripts for our website. So in that aspect of storytelling, that's what I am. So I write and I put it out there and I produce it to be edible for our audience.
Okay. You know, I've seen some movies. I'm going to get back to Chris real quick. I've seen some movies. I keep running the credits, and they be saying GRIP, G-R-I-P, and I'm not knowing what those things mean, those titles. What is a GRIP?
A GRIP is a camera. If for someone who is working on camera, like they're basically just holding the camera for that. So they're going to list all their cameramen, and sometimes it just won't say camera. It'll say GRIP. Or it'll say, you know, drone or aerial or whatever that is, whatever type of camera that they're operating, that's what they're doing. Just basically someone who works in production.
Okay, so GRIP is a person, you know, basically a camera person. Because, you know, when they be running all those credits, I'm saying, what does that mean? And I guess, you know, if I'm not in the field, it's like, I don't know, and I'm turning around looking all stupid. You know, but I'm so glad you cleared it up because I was saying, what is that? So I was trying to figure out what the letters meant as far as G for this. I was saying G maybe is graphics, R is for recording. I'll be trying to figure it out.
It's this grip, just like, you know, they're gripping a camera or a grip on some other, you know, equipment. But that's really what it is, just someone who works in production of a, you know, just filming.
Well, you know, just doing your job, you have learned so many things that are connected to your job. You know, who would ever thought, you know, that you started from where you was at, talking trash on the radio, and then all of a sudden you doing the stuff in the studio behind the scenes and watching everybody in front of the television. But you know something? The people in front can't be there if it wasn't for the strong people like you in the background, making them look good, giving them the cues, what to say, what to do, where to stand, you know, which way to look. So, you know, you make everybody, these anchor people look good. So, you know, I applaud you because I know when I was in Columbus, Georgia, visiting my daughter, you know, y'all do a good job, you know, because y'all smooth with it, you know. So now I know why it's so smooth, because Miss Santiago is in the background doing what she does. And Raven, her sidekick, I ain't gonna forget about Raven. But anyway,
who's
going to ask your question, baby?
All right, well, if you don't mind, I mean, I understand what an executive producer is, because not only did I have to learn most of this in broadcasting school, but I learned the definition. But in your particular job, what does an executive producer do?
So, in short, I just basically manage all the newscasts. I'm talking about morning, afternoon, evening, all those newscasts. So I have producers who work, you know, with me, under me or whatever. They'll put the shows together and I will just go through and just do a clean sheet, sweep to help them showcase, to help them, you know, write stories if needed, attach video, coordinate live shots. You know, it's all just all hands on deck thing. So I just go in and make it look good.
All right now. Well, y'all stay back with us. We got to take a little song break, and we'll be right back real soon in 2 and 2.
Dozen roses, diamond rings.
Well, welcome back to Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. That tune was by Kelly Clarkson, The Trouble with Love Is. And, you know, I got to say, I appreciate my special guest tonight, Brittany Santiago, for being here. You know, Brittany, is there any kind of way they can reach you? Because our time is winding down. We got maybe 2 minutes on the clock.
Well, I am on Twitter, Brittany _ WPVM. And I'm also on Facebook, just Brittany Santiago.
Well,
everybody that's listening, hopefully, my family, they know.
Yeah, thank all the people who called in and support the sister, your friends, your apprentice, your auntie. Praise God. Thank you, everybody, for supporting her, making her feel comfortable, because she was not really sure she wanted to do this thing. But, you know, you did it, baby. And anytime you got a story to tell, whether you want to talk about men, women, family, whatever it is, it's like family. You can always come back and tell your auntie. She can come back, too, if she want to talk about cooking. Okay?
Okay.
But it's been a blessing.
I will.
Yeah, I want to thank you for being here, you know. And like I said, if anybody want to be on the show, because we all got a story to tell, reach out to me at 443-95-753. And y'all take care. Much love to you. Come back next week when we're going to be talking with a girl, The Scent of a Man. So, hey, you might want to tune into that. So say goodnight, Chris.
Good night.
Good night, baby. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.